ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. is monitoring what Israel calls a limited operation into Rafah. At the same time, the U.S. is moving ahead on $1 billion in weapons sales to Israel, separate from the heavy bomb shipment paused last week. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Tel Aviv.
These are big monster bombs that can take out a building or even parts of an entire block or a neighborhood, killing large amounts of people. And the concern from the White House was that these bombs would be used in a Rafah incursion. These are what Israel relies on, the precision-guided bombs. So they said, hey, you can't have those, but, you know, as per previous agreements, we're going to give you these artillery shells.
President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to face off in two debates, one in June and another in September. After a meeting at the White House, reporters asking if Biden's looking forward to the debates. Slovakia's prime minister fighting for his life after being shot five times at a campaign event today. A suspect is in custody. This is ABC News. France has issued a state of emergency in the French Pacific territory of New Caledonia.
Riots breaking out in the French Pacific island nation of New Caledonia and turning deadly. The riots first broke out over a bill that would allow French residents who have lived in the country for 10 years to vote in provincial elections. Rioters setting cars and businesses on fire and looting stores. Schools have been shut and there's now a curfew in the capital as France declares a state of emergency. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Boeing facing more scrutiny, accused by the Justice Department of violating a 2021 agreement allowing Boeing to fix issues related to the deadly 737 MAX crashes.
Boeing has responded, telling ABC News, we believe that we have honored the terms of that agreement and look forward to the opportunity to respond to the department on this issue. The big question now, what does a potential punishment even look like for Boeing? And nobody seems to know just yet. Boeing has until mid-June to reply.
ABC's Gio Benitez. I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for lows down to 48 tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance for overnight showers. And Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, even perhaps a thunderstorm, highs of 70. It is 73 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland County Executive Finance Standing Committee met last night to discuss and act on various agenda items relating to finances of the county. The committee is once again trying to decide where to house the Extension Office. This past year, the Extension Office has moved out of the East Building on the UW Richland campus following the sale of the building to the Richland School District to the Community Services Building. The Extension was then moved back to its original home on the UW Richland campus in Melville Hall. However, since UW Platteville will be pulling out of the agreement with the county and handing over its keys, the decision once again needs to be made on the best way to house the Extension, as well as being fiscally responsible. The problem, County Administrator Candace Pesch stated, with keeping Extension at Melville Hall is the astronomical cost of heating and cooling the building for just the Extension. It was suggested to move the Extension office to the Fairgrounds office. However, it was noted that the building is too small to be able to run the many classes Extension provides to the county, as well as the businesses of the office, the closer it gets to fair time. The committee will continue to discuss the dilemma. When real estate taxes on a parcel go unpaid, the county issues a tax certificate, which is a lien on the real estate. And if a tax certificate remains unpaid for 11 years, Wisconsin statutes require the county treasurer to cancel that tax certificate. There are 7 tax certificates Jeffrey Even is now required to cancel. An appropriation to reflect the lost revenues resulting from these canceled tax certificates in the 2024 county budget will be presented to the full board. $243 will be appropriated from the general fund to the canceled tax certificates account in the 2024 county budget. The committee also approved a resolution to cancel 41 stale county checks in the amount of $621. County Treasurer Jeffrey Even reported that the checks have been outstanding against the county for more than 1 year. The checks are drawn on the Richland County Bank. And the purchase of a finance, payroll, and human resources software from Tyler Technologies was also approved. Wisconsin is ranked 5th among states with the highest hospital prices, according to the RAND Corporation's 5th update to its National Hospital Price Transparency Study. To summarize hospital prices and make them easier to interpret, the study uses Medicare reimbursement amounts as a benchmark. In 2022, the relative prices that Wisconsinites paid for hospital services averaged 318% of what Medicare, the government-backed health insurance plan for people mostly 65 or older, would have paid for the same services. Across all states, the average prices were 257% of Medicare. The relative prices in nearby states highlight the disparities seen in the study. For instance, relative hospital prices in Michigan at 192% and Iowa at 185% were much lower than Wisconsin, Indiana at 297%, and Minnesota at 238%. RAND is nonprofit, nonpartisan, and committed to the public interest. Microsoft aims to create 2,000 permanent jobs at its $3 billion AI data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft President Brad Smith says he knows that sounds familiar.
Our philosophy, in part sort of reflecting some of the recent history here, is under promise, over deliver, work with the community. But I think we're going to go fast.
Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County meant for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith was speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after President Biden's visit last week. There'll be 2 special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will be placed Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Cybersecurity experts are in high demand as businesses see more hacking attacks. American Family Insurance, Quick Trip, and now Ascension Hospitals are just a few Wisconsin companies that have been hacked this year. The Cap Times of Madison reports artificial intelligence will give cyber criminals new tools to steal information. A disturbance last night has led to an arrest. At approximately 6 o'clock, Iowa County Emergency Dispatch received a call of a possible disturbance on County Highway X near County Highway J in the township of Linden. The caller stated multiple people were alongside the road and they believed they heard gunshots during the disturbance. The caller stated all the vehicles were leaving the scene and Iowa County Emergency Dispatch was able to get information on the vehicles involved. After multiple interviews, it was confirmed that there was no shooting or gunshots, but a loud disturbance did take place with an out-of-control female. As a Mineral Point police officer attempted to contact the vehicles in the village of Linden, a vehicle fled the scene at a high rate of speed. The driver of the vehicle was identified as Tristan Keitlinger, 31, of Linden. Keitlinger was later located driving country roads at a high rate of speed and all over the road. She was also observed driving through school parking lots at a high rate of speed while children were at practices. Keitlinger was arrested and transported to the Iowa County Jail. Charges of second degree, recklessly endangering safety, felony bail jumping, domestic disorderly conduct, possession of narcotic drugs, operating while under the influence, first offense, and resisting officer are pending. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Grant County Sheriff's Department, Mineral Point, Belmont, Dodgeville, and Avoca Police Departments, Ridgeway Marshal's Office, Linden First Response, and Mineral Point EMS. No charges will be filed against police in a chase and fatal crash in Monona. Police tried to stop an SUV for driving erratically on New Year's night. The driver sped off, and the chase that followed ended when the SUV crashed head-on into a tree. The fiery crash killed the three people inside. Two guns, one listed as stolen, and marijuana were found in the vehicle following the crash, and officials determined the driver had drugs in his system. Last week, the Dane County DA cleared police of any wrongdoing. A Richland Center resident was being recognized today by Governor Tony Evers. He's recognizing outstanding local volunteers, AmeriCorps members, and AmeriCorps seniors, volunteers who have gone beyond the call of duty to help our fellow Wisconsinites at the 2024 Governor's Service Awards. The honorees' service addressed critical issues impacting Wisconsin communities, providing assistance to homeless youth, academic and social support for students, increasing access to health care and needed services, and filling gaps in support for populations throughout the state. Among the honorees is Cindy Deckard of Richland Center. She is receiving the Marty Stein Friend of National Service Exemplary Supporter. Cindy is with Southwest Wisconsin Community Action Program, serving in the Foster Grandparent Program. Nine individuals and two organizations from throughout the state are being recognized today for their outstanding volunteerism and service. Additionally, 28 AmeriCorps seniors, volunteers who have reached the milestone of 20 years of service to their fellow Wisconsinites are being recognized. The Frank O'Brien American Legion Post 335 will be holding its annual cemetery services tonight. Legion members will meet at the Avoca School Gym to travel to the Pulaski Church on County Highway P. Services will be held at Pulaski Church Cemetery on Highway P at 6, the Fairview Cemetery off of Highway N at 6:30, the Clyde Cemetery at 7, and the North Otter Creek Cemetery at Bigelow Hill at 7:15. The names of the veterans will be read off and 21 gun taps will be presented. The public is welcome to attend any or all of the ceremonies to honor the veterans at each cemetery. A baseball-themed wine walk will be held in Richland Center Friday night from 5:30 to 11:30. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will host Take Me Out to the Wine Walk downtown. Participants are invited to stop by various businesses from 5:30 to 8:30. Christy Adsit is with the Greater Richland Area Chamber.
We have 22 stops, and we're going to be serving wine, some hard cider, and beer. So people will be able to choose between those three things to sample at the various stops. Every business, I mean, people dress up different and offer different snacks for you. They try to, a lot of places will have photo walls for you to do things. So they try to make it fun and entertaining. They'll have games, whatever, freebie stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
Following the wine walk, stay for a Grand Slam dance party featuring the local band Bald in the Royal Bank parking lot on Court Street.
We're going to close off Court Street between Central and Church, and they will be in the parking lot where the old music shop was by Royal Bank there. And so they're going to be set up in there playing, hopefully weather permitting. If not, we're going to move the band to the Phoenix Center. So I'm always plan B person, so we have plan B for that. And anybody can come to the dance in that. If you want to participate in the wine walk, though, you do have to buy a ticket to do that.
The Richland Center baseball team will have a hot dog and brat stand at the band concert. Tickets priced at $35 for the wine walk are available at Community First Bank, Creative Layers Hair and Nail Salon, and J.J. Walsh Jewelers, or online at rcchamber.org/winewalk. Designated driver tickets are also available for $6. Adsit says it will be a great time for all to enjoy.
It's just a nice opportunity. And like I said, if you don't want to drink, there's always that option. You can buy the designated driver ticket. You can still participate and, you know, walk around, check out all the businesses, get all the freebie stuff, whatever. But just you can do it that way, too.
A map of the stops is available online at rcchamber.org. It is recommended to purchase tickets in advance as they normally sell out. The search is over. The Pine Valley token has been found. It was found by Joe Coe of Richland Center in Westside Park on top of a gazebo.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Keith P. Deckert, 96 of Richland Center, died yesterday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Mill Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the Pine Valley Foundation. Keith P. Deckert, 96 of Richland Center. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, May 22nd at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet next Wednesday, May 22nd, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kyla and Adam Harlan had a son, Jude Michael.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, sure turned out to be a spectacular day as expected here across southwest Wisconsin with all that sunshine and the mild temperatures in place. It looks like we'll be dealing with cloudier conditions tomorrow, thanks to a front sweeping in from the west. That's currently causing some showers in the Dakotas, parts of Minnesota, and far northwest Iowa. Does not look like anything too heavy. We're thinking rain amounts of a few tenths of an inch or less, and no severe thunderstorms expected either. We should have sunshine returning in Friday with balmy temperatures. Some of the warmest weather hitting our region on Saturday, with a south wind flow ahead of a cold front. That cold front will slide through Saturday evening or night and could kick up a few spotty thunderstorms, although the better chance is currently situated north of us. Behind that, mainly dry weather Sunday into Monday, although we could see a more organized storm system move in Monday night and Tuesday, we'll have to watch out for the possibility of some heavier rain across the region. Otherwise, that forecast for tonight, look for gradually increasing clouds, slight chance of some showers developing toward morning in the western part of the region. Temperatures cooling down through the 50s in the evening, 48 overnight. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 70. Southeast wind turning southwest around 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, any spotty showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low at 51. On Friday, partly cloudy to sunny and warm with a high of 77. Heading into Saturday, partly cloudy and balmy, low 52, high 81 degrees. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the evening. Sunday, partly cloudy and nice, low at 53 with a high of 77. Slight chance of a shower at night. Monday, partly sunny and warm, high 79 degrees. 40% chance of rain coming in Monday night. And Tuesday, breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely, some heavy rain possible. High temperature about 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great evening.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we're
With a hazy sunshine, it's 73 degrees, which is our high today, while our morning low, 45. Yesterday's high was 69, and we had no precipitation. Record high for this day, 88, set in 1977, while a record low of 29 was set in 1973 and again on 2016. Last year on this day, our high was 73, our low 40. Sunset today at 8:19, sunrise tomorrow at 5:37. No precipitation, the barometer holding steady for the moment at 29.83, and we have light winds out of the northeast. Again, it's 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Earlier today, the Brewers beat the Pirates 10-2. In scoring at the top of the third, the Pirates were put on a run, until the Brewers in the bottom of the third put up 5, and then in the fourth put up 1, and the fifth put up 1, and the sixth put up 3 for the Brewers to be up 10-1. Then at the top of the seventh, the Pirates would put on another run, but it would be too late as neither team scored after that, as the Brewers beat the Pirates 10-2. Pitching, the winner be Robert Gasser for the Brewers, improves his record to 2-0, and taking the loss was Martin Perez, as he drops his record down to 1-3. The Brewers take the day off tomorrow, but will be back in action on Friday to go travel to Houston to take on the Astros. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay has hired Doug Gottlieb as its new head men's basketball coach. He was introduced this morning at 10 a.m. at a news conference today at the Cress Events Center. Gottlieb has made his mark as a national talk show host, but he's a former standout player and his father once headed to the UW-Milwaukee Panther basketball program. He is a Wisconsin native. A high school running back prospect once targeted by Badgers football has decommitted from Kentucky and is back on the market again. Isaiah West of Philadelphia is listed as the number 204 player in the recruiting class of 2025. At least two recruiting services Project West will commit now to Ohio State University. He is rated a 4-star prospect. The Wisconsin program could use another quality running back, which means West will likely hear from Badger recruiters. Packers rookie lineman Trente Jones has walked away from pro football and a 3-year professional contract. Jones was one of the 8 undrafted free agents Green Bay signed. He was given a $10,000 bonus and a $100,000 guarantee as part of the contract. Jones retired and the Packers place him on the reserved retired list Monday. At the same time, the team also signed former North Carolina State lineman Spencer Wege, who was honored as an All-American following his final college season. The Caitlin Clark era in the WNBA has officially begun, although it got off to a slow start. Clark went scoreless for nearly the first 15 minutes before getting more comfortable and finishing with 20 points in the Indiana Fever's 92-71 loss to the Connecticut Sun on Tuesday night. She missed her first 4 shots before finally getting on the board midway through the second period. The NCAA's all-time Division I score leader stole the ball around the foul line and drove the length of the court before laying the ball in. Clark had said before the game that she thought her first basket would come on a layup since it was a high percentage shot. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn were lower Wednesday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were down modestly on profit-taking and technical selling. Forecasts for many key U.S. growing areas remain generally wet, delaying planting activity. Unknown destinations did buy 180,000 tons of U.S. soybeans, mostly for new crop delivery on Wednesday morning, but the April NOPA member crush numbers were bearish. July beans were down 1 at 12.13 and a half. August was 2 lower at 12.16 and a quarter. July bean meal was down $1.60 at 371.70. July soybean oil was up 15 points at 43.55. Corn was down on profit-taking and technical selling, but monitoring the widespread planting delays in much of the Corn Belt and also keeping an eye on second crop stress in Brazil due to hot, dry conditions. July corn was down 5 at 462 and a half. September was 4 and 3 quarters lower at 473 and a quarter. And wheat was down on profit-taking and technical selling. Losses were at least a little bit limited by ongoing weather issues, including recent freeze damage in Russia and the dry conditions in parts of the U.S. plains. There are also concerns about excess soil moisture in the eastern Midwest and western Europe. July Chicago was down 6 and 3 quarters at 665 and 3 quarters. July Kansas City was down 8 and a quarter at 675. July Minneapolis wheat was 6 and a quarter lower at 727. Live and feeder cattle were up, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business to get going. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a bit. June live was 7 higher at 178.25, and August was up 40 at 176.52. August feeders were up 20 at 255.87. And on spread trade, June hogs were down 82 at 97.50. July was 5 lower at $100.87. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through Your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through Your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through Your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as Your Soy Checkoff.
Rent cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet Wednesday. Bids have been slow to surface this week. Asking prices were around $186 to $187 live in the South, while the North was quiet. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid off ranks. Choice down $1.82 at $296.67. Select closed $4.09 lower at $288.25. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower. Bears and gilts at the national daily direct down $1.46 with a weighted average of $91.79. The Iowa Minnesota was 14 cents lower with a weighted average of $93.12. The Western Corn Belt down 87 cents with a weighted average of $92.47. Pork values close higher, up $2.20 at $99.29. And estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 12,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. Get agronomic insights for your area with Grow Smart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. U.S. ethanol production and stocks bounced back last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1 million barrels a day, up 35,000 on the week. The domestic ethanol supply was 24.5 million barrels, an increase of nearly 300,000 from the week before. More news next on Brownfield.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Farming can be stressful at times. Resources are available for those struggling. It's important to break the stigma around mental health challenges and encourage those struggling to seek professional help. The American Soybean Association supports Rural Minds, a leading nonprofit focused on improving mental health in rural communities. ASA and the United Soybean Board are dedicated to efforts that aid farmers in getting the tools they need for managing stress. Visit soygrowers.com, ruralminds.org, or search hashtag soyhelp.
Iowa State University Extension agronomist Aaron Soigling is stressing the importance of fertility when managing forages.
So I kind of have some rules that I tell folks that we want to address when it comes to forages. And first thing is I want to correct the pH. That's number one. That's where I'm going to allocate dollars. I really would like that soil pH to be 6, 8 to 7.
He tells Brownfield when the pH is closer to neutral, it frees up potassium and phosphorus. And Dennis Toddy with the Midwest Climate Hub says improving soil health and infiltration in upstream ag fields could potentially help reduce downstream flooding.
By better keeping water where it lands and not running off, that reduces the downstream impact.
He says it also provides agronomic benefits, but remains a difficult issue to resolve.
Somebody brought up the idea that, you know, is an urban area or a city going to pay for something that's occurring outside the city? And that's a legitimate question.
For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The benefits of the See for Yourself program. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. The USB See for Yourself program provides soybean farmers from across the country an opportunity to evaluate the work of the Checkoff firsthand. In this Checkoff Chat, Brent Gatton, a Kentucky farmer and treasurer of the United Soybean Board, shares more about the See for Yourself program. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as your Soy Checkoff.
Soybean Board See for Yourself program gives U.S. soybean farmers a firsthand look at what the Soybean Checkoff does on behalf of farmers. Brent Gatton, a Kentucky farmer and USB treasurer, says the program took a hiatus but was brought back because of the value it brings to producers.
All farmers pay into the checkoff, and there's so much misconception of what we do on their behalf of how we invest these dollars in research, education, and promotion. This program lives on the evaluation side of that committee. And so last year we started the program. We went to Southeast Asia where we got to meet with our partners in WISH, USIC, USMEF, USAPEAC, and things like that. And it was such a great opportunity because these individuals got to see firsthand of how their checkoff dollars are being utilized to promote education, research, and technology, you know. So to me, it was a great experience for these individuals to get off the farm, to get to actually meet the individuals that are working on their behalf that they had no idea about.
He tells Brownfield the See for Yourself mission took farmers to Panama and Colombia earlier this year.
We had about five or six USB directors, and we had 12 participants that were part of this program. And it was amazing to us to see those ships go through there and the infrastructure and the foresight that our ancestors had years ago to be able to think about that to help with the trade routes.
And he says,
because we have a free trade agreement with Colombia, we were still able to get shipments directly to the northeast side of the canal, just like the investment we made in the Port of Grays Harbor. You know, we've invested in infrastructure studies and things like that to see the benefits of having those expansions of those ports on the far west coast. And they informed us that they're actually getting soybeans shipped from the west coast because they can't go through the Panama Canal.
Gatton says farmers play a critical role in these trade missions.
They truly want to meet an American farmer. They really want to hear our sustainable story of how we're producing. You know, the United States is losing land every day. We're producing more with less than what we ever have. You know, we're using less inputs. We've got less land, but you know, our yields continue to grow because of the genetics and things like that. And I commend, that's part of your checkoff dollars because of the research and the technology that we funded, you know, has been a positive return. You know, I think for every dollar you spend on the checkoff, you get $12.34 back in return.
To see how checkoff dollars can be used to grow demand for U.S. soybeans, visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
And I'm Bo Henricks, back with you now for a little while longer here on this Wednesday as we reach the halfway point of the week. And heading into the second half of the week, can tell you a couple of events coming up. Christ Lutheran Church's church-wide rummage sale in Spring Green will be Thursday through Saturday. Hours Thursday and Friday, 7:30 to 2:30. Saturday, 7:30 to noon. Also, the regular board meeting for the Town of Orion will be held on Thursday at 5:30 at the Town Hall there. For more information, you can call Diane Pardoon at 647-3578.
Until
my cell phone. Runs out of range and every bar is gone. Cut through the woods another 100 miles and disappear for a while. I wanna hear raindrops falling down on an old tin roof. I wanna find the front porch rail and prop up my traveling boots. See your silhouette in that firelight. Feel your body lying next to mine. Spend a few. Just lay low. I wanna end up nowhere on a map. A little cabin sitting so far back. Out in the country, just the moon and stars are gonna know where we are. I wanna hear.
Make me talking to me. You know I got that same old Tennessee. 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Maybe your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again.
Team of Sugarland and Taylor Swift with Babe. Before that, Josh Ross single again on WRCO 72 degrees.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowessin Terminal off Highway 14.
As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
I am Michael Hernan from WRCO, here with Dana Wilson from Thunder Showers. The number to call for Thunder Showers is 608-485-1083. Thunder Showers is a proud sponsor for the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival.
So what do you got planned for this year's Mushroom Fest?
We've got a couple new inflatables that are going to be there. We've got our bungee jump as always. So our plan is to do the daily wristband for the inflatables and then have the bungee jump as an additional, like we've done in the past. And then in the evenings, we are going to be doing Safe Ride Friday and Saturday night throughout the festival with our party bus. So should be exciting there. We've done that the last couple years, making sure everybody gets home safe at the end of the night.
So can you tell me more about the bungee jump things? Like, how long will they be available for?
That'll be Friday evening. I think we're going to start after 5 until it gets dark, and then Saturday all day again until dark. That's the Euro style where you're strapped in on your hips and you jump on a trampoline.
Can you tell me more about that public transfer, about the bus?
It's one of our party buses that we'll be using. So we'll be running around doing Safe Ride, taking people to and from the bars in the evening, making sure they get home safe. So I think we're going to be using our small bus like we've used in the past. So that can fit 15 people in there. So quite a few of your friends can go from place to place.
Can you tell me anything more about these cables and these buses?
The buses will be running, usually we're going to be, we'll have a phone number posted on Mushroom Fest website or their Facebook page to contact for rides.
Alrighty, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Cruising in my station wagon, trying to keep the muffler from dragging. Sometimes it all seems so defeating as I'm hustling to make it to the Cub Scout meeting. Ooh, I dream about Mexico, where all the pretty people go. But we're on a budget that just won't budge. Not much money, but a whole lot of love. Living that domestic life, happy children and a pretty wife. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? See me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard, but it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right with me. Names are Fred and Ruth. He wears a lot of leisure suits. Tupperware too. We're always ducking all the bull they shoot. Ooh, I'll never be president. And we never seem to save a cent. But things are looking better every day. Hell, I'm Sergeant at Arms of the PTA. Living that domestic life. Happy children and a pretty wife. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? See me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard. But it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right with me. Living that domestic life. Happy children and a pretty wife. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? They see me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard. But it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right.
Coming in stereo, tail lights disappearing about a mile or so.